At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush here on Early Break. Game day eve, Nebraska, Northern Iowa tomorrow, 6:30 kickoff at Memorial Stadium. Today's show will be somewhat of therapy, at least starting on for you guys. For me, I'm in a bad way this morning, but I am here. I did make it in today.
Yeah.
After what happened last night at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Jake, come on now. I mean, I'm not going to give you a lot of credit for showing up. And
because a team that's 3,000 miles away lost on a Thursday night.
Yeah. And game two of the NFL season.
17 games.
Well, you know what?
It's like losing an NBA game four. It's like, I can't take it.
I'm not going to work. I mean, how would Elizabeth greeted that news? I'm not going in today.
Really?
The Dolphins lost.
Really?
Yeah, she would not. Really? I know Elizabeth fairly well now. She would not have reacted favorably to that.
You just didn't go in?
because the Dolphins lost?
What's wrong with you? What's your problem?
So, just all due respect, I worry about your pain. I do. I heard a lot of breakers who I don't know, you know, because their numbers I don't recognize, texted last night wondering if Jake's going to be okay.
You know me on X. I'm not X. Highly involved,
right.
but I'm involved with some X. I pay attention.
Noticed that you've chimed in a little.
Yeah, you
bit.
Have. No, I don't chime in. I'll do a screenshot. Jake sent a message out. Well, oh God!
Please read it, Bill. Hey, yeah, I like when you read it before and not
keep
me.
Keep talking, Sipple. I will keep talking.
Bill,
I've got it here in a second.
Bill, by the way. How about Bill getting involved in Twitter a little bit more? He's evolving.
I like Bill's evolving. He even sent a hut, hut, hut to somebody. He sent one. Someone asked, hey, what's the cadence for the on three? And Bill typed back how you should say it.
Did you type it or did Tamara?
No. I think Sydney did.
Sydney
typed it. I don't feel comfortable with typing. I don't want to all of a sudden be on live Instagram.
Shannon Sharp over here. Okay, Shannon.
I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want you to be on live Instagram either.
This is
that would be bad.
This is last night.
Here's the tweet.
Jake Sorensen. Guaranteed a Bills win on radio today. Just an embarrassing performance in throwback uniforms. Hideous, horrible, putrid. That was that.
Stand by that one. Stand by that.
Putrid.
Also said, cancel.
Go ahead.
What I say on the show yesterday, cancel what? NFL Thursday Night Football forever. I hate it. Obviously, last night did not go well for the Dolphins, but there's also a rash of injuries. Guys have 3 days to get healthy for the game.
Is that the
problem? Dolphins lost half their team last night. Now, kudos to the Bills. They're tougher. Tough franchise.
Yeah, the Bills did it.
They got a great coach, Sean McDermott. He's up and down. He owns the Dolphins. Yeah. He's 14-2 against Miami.
Whoa.
In his time as the coach of the Bills. Josh Allen is, I think, 12-1 against Miami. 12-1 against Miami. And the one loss, he was at the 2-yard line and threw a bad pass. Game was over.
I did not know.
It could be 13-0 against Miami.
I did not know they owned him to that degree.
When you go back in time, also on X, there were the number of tweets that were like, oh man, I'd sure like to be in the middle of the three-legged
stool. Let's read some of those real quick.
Yes, there was a lot of them.
We had a lot of interactions.
People wanted to be in the middle of our. Also, I got myself.
This is worse than I
thought. Myself in the middle of a lot of other threads. All of a sudden, it was us four and Ben. We were in a thread last night. Yes, what Ben couldn't withhold, he got in the middle of it. Jay Foreman got involved, yes. Which was very, that was
that
fun.
That happened a lot. Yeah. Well, it's fun to have
Jay. Yeah, he got involved. I noticed that late last night.
Jay lost the tomahawk steak to him at Ruhlman's.
Oh.
Yeah, I owe Jay the steak.
Yes.
We didn't make that bet. He just said, hey, it's just a law. Every time they play, it's a bet that if the Dolphins win, I owe you a steak. If the Dolphins lose, you owe me a steak. So I owe Jay a lot of steaks.
Yeah. 14.
Oh, you got to buy him a tomahawk?
Yeah.
That's apparently so. Well, here's the deal. So I'm on X right now.
Okay.
I'm in the interaction.
That's Twitter also.
Twitter action.
Now, there's so much in here from breakers here.
There's a lot, yeah. I noticed it.
Husker Bryant says, Sip and Bill, we need Jake's text messages read on the air first thing in the morning. Okay.
Bill, you. Yeah.
George says, Jake, for roll call tomorrow, do we us breakers need to send some positive vibes your way? Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Mike says, my heart is torn. I feel bad for Jake, but his pain will make for great show content in the morning. Yes.
It crossed my mind.
It did.
I don't want you to feel pain.
I don't want
to feel
pain.
It's
kind of
funny.
I did.
Josh says, can't wait to listen to this morning. Have a good night's sleep. They like my pain.
They do. It's funny when you're mad.
So the one tweet I said about cancel NFL, Josh says, la 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 la. He brought up Promises by Eric Clapton.
Promises.
Oh, what a bad loss for you, Jake. It's bad, and we should acknowledge Tua. Tua's. I mean, they already said it's concussion, and now they're already talking about maybe the end of his career.
The storyline changed dramatically from being a lot of fun, kind of like us, kind of joking around with Jake, to being all of a sudden. Then it was like, okay, the story was like, okay, Dolphins lost. Tua didn't play well, threw three interceptions, one pick six, and then all of a sudden it changed dramatically.
Yeah. The post game, and when I say they, I was talking about media. I was in Omaha last night, and I driving back, that's all the discussion was.
Yes.
It was Tua. It was Tua's career may be over. What does Tua do now? Tua evidently he went into who's the guy, Hamlin?
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin.
DeMar Hamlin.
And I hope there is zero pushback on Hamlin.
Oh, Hamlin did nothing.
Hamlin did nothing.
That was nothing.
No, hey, Bill, there's no pushback.
If you look at the play, that's all Tua. Tua should know, I have some head issues. I need to avoid that type of contact. He went head on. That's 100% on Tua. DeMar Hamlin, nothing against him. He's fine. I've got no ill will against him.
No.
There's a football play.
That wasn't a conversation.
That was Tua going into him.
Right.
All on Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before the injury, like as Bill said, I asked you, Bill, I sent you guys the text. Bill Zip was busy, but I asked you to assess the pick six that Tua threw.
He sent it to me because I didn't see it. Because, of course, I was watching Arizona State, Texas State.
Which was an incredible game, by the way.
Who won that game?
Arizona State 31-28. It was a
good win.
Incredible game.
Yes, good it win. Was.
2-0.
Now, Bill, you saw
3-0.
The pick.
3-0.
You saw the pick. What's your assessment of that as a coach?
Yeah, that's a bad. There's no way.
I showed Sip this morning. He saw it.
There's no way to justify it. Yeah, there's, you couldn't even have any. Well, I see. I feel it. No, that was just horrific.
In that moment of the game, the Dolphins were down 24-10 at half. They make a stop to begin the second half. Okay, let's get some life back in this building. Let's get a drive. Let's get at least a field goal, maybe a touchdown. No. Not, they got a first down on I think the first play of that drive. Okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stalled. And then that's third down. He's trying to avoid pressure. His arm's not very strong. And he throws it just a pop fly to the guy.
Yeah.
He just walks in for a touchdown. Like, oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, Jake.
The Bills only had like 260 yards of offense. They didn't roll Miami. Miami gave them field position. There's three times they started drives on Miami's like 37-yard line.
Did Elizabeth have to take Scotland outside at that point?
The game seemed putrid to me.
It was putrid. It was horrifying. It was terrible. This franchise is screwed. The season is over.
He told me that. He goes, he went on a rant with me and Duke about
it. Did.
We lost a D lineman to free agency. Yeah. We knew it was going to cost us. Christian, we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, Wilkins was a big loss. I knew that. They didn't replace Christian Wilkins. Zach Sealer is great. He needs a partner there. He doesn't have a partner. He needs a companion there. He needs a stud. He had Benito Jones, who's been rolling around the league.
He needs a dance
cast
partner.
Off.
Yes. Okay, Jake, take a deep breath.
31-10, the final score last night. It was never close. Oh. After the second quarter, Dolphins tried to scare. Didn't happen. Tua gets hurt, probably out for at least a couple games, if not forever.
And you're saying the Bills.
And Skylar Thompson is not a quarterback. He is not an NFL quarterback. Like, they need to either get Ryan Tannehill in there for round two.
No, Tannehill.
Get Garoppolo on the phone. I don't know. If they're serious about saving the season, Skylar Thompson is not an option.
Where's Garoppolo?
Get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
I'm not saying I want
Garoppolo on the phone right now.
That's how desperate you are. I don't want Garoppolo.
No, I hear you.
Skylar Thompson cannot win an NFL game.
This is, no, I got to tell you, Bill, it's a little awkward because I keep laughing and he's in pain. I mean, it is a tough situation.
We appreciate Jake's
pain.
Is pain, but I appreciate his fandom.
I do too.
I wish I had this sort of passion.
Yeah, I've told Jake many
times.
There's
not a professional team right now that have me anywhere remotely close to this.
Nothing elicits this kind of hurt to me at this point. Yeah.
I'm envious of you.
No, I wish something hurt me like this. There's nothing that does. Jake, I feel bad for you.
You're envy for the passion. I'm envy for your lack of care.
God, the Bills.
I wish I had that.
The Bills scored 31 on them, and you say they only had 207 yards of offense?
270. But still, that's nothing in the NFL.
No,
that's nothing.
No.
James Cook had 3 touchdowns in the first half. He had a fourth down catch. He had a long run. The Dolphins, again, got stalled at the 40-yard line, their own 40. The next play, James Cook goes basically untouched for 40 yards, touchdown out 24-7. Good night, Irene.
It is, Bill, a really bad loss for the Dolphins.
Jake, what was the crowd like? Because I would imagine...
A lot of Bills fans there. A lot of Bills fans.
Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia shows up. Wouldn't you show up? You own that franchise. You know you're going to win that game. Dolphins, 2.5-point favorites. Why? Why?
A lot of Bills fans there.
They can't beat them. It's like my two favorite teams are the Dolphins and Nebraska basketball. Right. One team can't beat Creighton. One team can't beat the Bills. What the hell did I do to deserve
nothing,
this life?
Nothing.
Nothing. What did you deserve this life? I would play that. I'd go, what was me? I would stick with that
What did I do wrong here?
It'll probably be an ESPN 30 for 30 on you, Jake.
Jake Sorensen's life as a sports fan. Hell. Welcome to hell. Just call it welcome to hell. Jake's life as a sports fan. Give me the 30
fans,
for 30.
Everyone who messaged something on Twitter, you're getting what you're getting it here. You're
it's
getting
a little worse than I thought.
I did. Way worse than I thought. I did.
I'm sorry. But I
thought the crowd would be kind of very lackluster because a Thursday night in Miami.
The Dolphins fans were lackluster. The Bills fans were not. They're loud
good
and proud.
Point. Hey, that's a good point.
Sean McDermott's like, hey, I thought there was more Bills fans than Dolphins fans.
You're probably right, Sean.
There were.
I'm just telling you right now, when you fly home after big wins like that, that's a lot of fun. Food's really good. Everyone's happy. And plus, it was a Thursday night game. So guess what the Bills are doing for about 3 days?
Yeah.
They're off.
Oh, boy.
Probably at South Beach chilling.
They might have just stayed. Man, they say, hey, park.
Some guys.
Hey, park the plane.
Yeah.
Just park it.
Von Miller probably just...
Oh, yeah.
He's still up.
By the way, Von Miller is about 75 years old, went right around Austin Jackson 75 times in that game, who just got a big contract. How many? Chris Greer, the GM of the Dolphins?
Chris Greer.
Oh, my God.
Mark yourself safe.
No, he's not safe. Get him fired immediately.
Jake was... They're 1-1.
Bill, here's the problem.
They're 1-1.
Chris Greer.
The contracts that man has signed for the Dolphins.
Tell me about
are to all injured old people. Jalen Ramsey is a great player. He is. He's old now, and he had an injury last year. He sucked last night. Now, again, the yardage wasn't bad against the Dolphins. He gave up a horrible play to Ty Johnson that set him up for an easy touchdown. He was horrible.
Corner.
Missed a lot of tackles, too. Tua, $55 million a year. He had one good season. I'm not trying to make this about Greer in this moment. We hope Tua's great. We hope Tua's fine and he comes back. And if he has to...
Doesn't sound good.
If he has to retire, then he has to retire. But you gave that man $55 million a year for 4 years, knowing he has health issues.
One good year.
Austin Jackson had a good year last year. Oh, just give him a contract extension. He has sucked through two games horribly.
Mm-hmm.
Teron Armstead almost retired this offseason. Once again, left the game with injury last night. The left guard left the game with injury. The Bills... didn't have their top 3 defensive players.
Mm.
Matt Milano is out for the season. That's a stud linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
They lost their cornerback before the game to Ron Johnson, who's their best cornerback, and Terrell Bernard, the linebacker, left in the first quarter. You know what they do? They adapt. They got a culture there. Mm-hmm. They find a way to win. The Dolphins have guys that are soft, and the franchise just...
Jake, were you this upset when you called the radio station in Miami when you were in college? What? Is there a chance? Will you call in today?
No, nope.
He's kind of risen.
I need to not read Dolphin stuff today.
Oh boy!
Is there something we should do on the show we do every Friday that might cheer you up?
Let's roll call.
Yeah, but we're gonna call this the end of today for the Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by, of course, our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858.
He's like, David.
We got to give David his plug.
Thanks, David. Whatever.
Body shops.
Whatever you're
coding,
doing. Whatever you're doing.
We don't even really know.
Here's what David does. He does.
David's awesome, but right now he's kind of taking just a back seat to
David.
The pain.
David does this. Body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting.
Ceramic.
Spray in bed liners. Ooh. Paintless dent repair, rust proofing, and undercoating and more. Again, call him at 402-833-3858. Okay. I could use some positive vibes in the roll call of the day. I could.
I've noticed.
Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today, Bill, would you like on the roll call?
Well, we had this conversation off air, and I think it's time we all chime in and see where we're at with this. Because Jake's very upset, and we talked about this. I'm like, when I would be watching the Houston Oilers, I'd have such meltdowns that my parents would threaten to turn the TV off.
Ron and Sharon.
They would threaten to turn it off. I'd be just like Jake just now. My question is, have your parents ever turned the TV off on you? Have you ever had the TV turned off on you because your parents just said, I can't take it anymore?
I've said no. I would say no.
All right.
Mine did.
464-5685. Text in right now for the roll call. Leroy's with us this morning. Sean and DeWitt. Thunder, not Collins, with the Scooter and Roka.
Slow down, Jake.
How about Jake?
Jeremy, the Grill Master.
Scooter.
The Roka. Hammer is with us. Saint Potato is working out at Kratos Gym right now.
Saint Potato. Kratos.
Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida with us. GP and Gretna is making a Tua joke because at practice after his contract, he went to the fan base and said, show me the money, which made me cringe and made you cringe.
It made us all. That was all cringe. That didn't set well.
Came back. Yeah, I said that was going to come back to haunt you. Sure has.
Easy on Tua, though.
We hope he's well. Yeah. Chet in Nebraska City. Yes, TV was turned off for me.
Yes, thank you, Chet. Yeah, you got it worked up. Might be Husker football. Who knows?
Jockstrap with us, age 33 in Imperial. His parents never had to turn the TV off. Never had to.
Mine never did.
Yeah. Well, you're calmer. That's why I don't think that you were a better person than me.
You didn't care enough, apparently, about the Raiders or the Dodgers back in the day.
I did. Throw on like a 1980s Lakers game and watch the meltdown happen. They were winning.
East Lincoln West, age 40, says no. TV never got turned off on me. Ryan in Delaware, age 39. My wife almost turned the TV off on me one time.
Your wife did?
Yeah. Nell's in Big Fork, Montana. Yes. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, age 52. Yes. TV's been turned off before.
This has happened a lot.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48. Didn't say yes or no on that one. Big Bird in Columbus at the YMCA right now working out.
The Y. The TV, Where's
TV
that
was not turned out.
I think it's Midtown.
Is it Midtown? I love that. I know Columbus had a Midtown. Where are you guys going? I don't know. I'll meet you in Midtown. Is there such a thing as Midtown Columbus?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Leo in Garden City.
What did you say? There's a Midtown, Ben?
Ben's the little... I don't know. Ben doesn't believe it.
There's
Ben,
no Midtown in Beatrice for sure.
Oh, okay.
That's a downtown. Leo in Garden City, Kansas, age 60. Yes, during Nebraska-Oklahoma games of the past, TV was turned off.
God dang, really? That's interesting to me. I never even fathom turning the TV off on someone or someone doing it to me. Yeah. I don't get too upset. I don't.
Cole in Missoula, age 34, didn't say yes or no. Kodiak Bear in Ottawa, Iowa, age 38. TV stayed on, not turned off by the parents at
Ottawa.
All.
Nice. Ottawa, Iowa.
Not Ottawa.
Kent is age 60, driving near Grand Island, says yes, the TV was turned off on me before.
Driving near Grand Island, wonder where...
Sanderson says, I'm 54 now. And I have burned my own Cowboys clothing before.
Yeah, he's burned his own.
Ooh.
That's worse than the TV
kid turned
off.
That's pretty bad.
I burned my own Cowboys gear. Swift is at Genesis at 70th and A working out. And he says, TV, yes. has to turn
70th and 8th. Isn't that where you go?
That's my gym. That's your spot.
That's my gym.
It's got a little. It's got a little mini track that goes around it.
It does.
Yes.
Steve, in Brazil, Indiana.
Oh, whoa.
That's a new one. Never a TV, but my grandfather turned off the pickup once when I was driving it.
The radio?
Was that because of the game?
Like, yeah.
The radio?
Say he turned off the pickup.
Maybe the radio.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Andrew and Golden. It was this. Loudon in Muscatine, Iowa, ooh, age 25. That's a new texture, by the way.
Yes.
John in Fremont. With us, Gary in Lexington, Kentucky. That's a new breaker, I believe, as well.
Good,
the Bluegrass
State. Yeah, we need
Build
new
breakers. Build a breaker. Build a breaker's working here. Someone in Miller.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Beef tacos in Millard. He's with the. Oh. We got the tacos with us today.
The taco. I ask about him all the time.
Yes.
Thank you, Taco.
Beef tacos is here.
Beef taco.
Yes.
Cody and Broken Bow. Headhunter.
Hard shell.
Kiffin in Columbus. Kyle and Hooper with us. Murray and Havelock. Aaron and Seward. Dan and Lincoln. Thank you for all the. Oh, let's go to YouTube real quick before we move
yes,
on.
Yeah.
Matthew in Rostrever, Northern Ireland, tuning in on YouTube.
Okay, that's incredible.
Age 33.
What? Wow. Wow.
What would the connection be, Steve? Why would they be listening to us?
Hold on. Ireland. What time is it, Jake?
That's got to be probably about 1:20 in the afternoon, I want to say. Afternoon.
Why did I ask lunch? Jake? You were there, too. You went to Ireland.
So did you. All three of us did.
Yeah.
Michelle in Houston. Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas on YouTube. Sarah on East Campus. Bolt is at work. Randy in Thornton, Colorado. Jim in Lebanon, Texas. Thank you for all the texts today at the roll call.
Okay,
sponsored by friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, by the way.
Sarah, you know, I tell you one thing. Sarah, if you're listening, and you probably are, please come down to the station. We need the spirit animal
of Lincoln.
We need the spirit animal to see Jake. There's never a time. There's never a time that we've needed you more. If anyone out there is, if not, please text Sarah. I have her number. I'll text her also. We need to get her down here ASAP. I didn't realize we were in this sort of situation walking into that. I knew it was going to be rough. I didn't know.
Sip was aware.
I was in the other room, and young Ben came in, who's right now looking at his phone.
Mm-hmm.
Ben came in and goes, hey, Jake's not in a good place. Give me the head shake because Jake's not in a good place.
I walked into Ben this morning.
He didn't want to hear anything.
The first word I said, Ben, I got three words for this morning. Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell.
That was my intro to Ben this morning. He would confirm that. I said, welcome to hell.
No, it was bad. I could tell right away.
And you can't speculate on anything, but you got to think that no matter what, even if Tua plays again, he's out for a month.
At least three or four games. We'll find out today, right?
You don't do the old like that. You know what? Yeah. I'm fine.
I'd say minimum three games.
I mean, what I heard on the radio was they said already he has a concussion.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know either. They said it so quickly. Generally, that's when he's in concussion protocol. That comes up after the game, an hour later. Them to say it so quickly, agreed.
Well, if you remember that Bengals game a couple years ago, he got in a stretcher off the field. Mm-hmm. And people could say, oh my gosh, is he like... He was fine after a month, but he walked off the field last night.
He
walked off on his own power.
Yeah.
He was down for about 2 or 3 minutes, but he got up and walked off by himself.
What's your head coach's name?
Mike McDaniel.
I heard his press conference, and he said that Tua was in good spirits leaving, but he's already been diagnosed with a concussion. So now, Bill's right. He's out for at least a couple weeks or three weeks.
At least 3 weeks.
Now, what they're talking about... I mean, the long discussion, and I told you about my night, so I was driving around a lot. And it was, is this the end of his career, was the discussion.
I'm just saying, Jake.
That's a fair question.
If he didn't play again, I would say right now that it'd be like 90-10 of people going like, yeah, I agree with it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you playing?
A lot of support for that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot, the first thing I'm thinking right now, I'm like going, it's been well documented. That's a rough lifestyle.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He's got a lot of years left. He's got two kids.
Yeah, two kids.
He's 26.
Oh, is that all he is?
26 years old.
Oh, man. It's a brutal sport. It is. It's a brutal sport in a lot of ways. Bill, I'm sorry, Jake. Jake, are you okay?
I'm fine. Move on.
And like I said, we need to have like a neurologist to explain things to us. But I some of the shots that are different. The Arizona State quarterback took a shot to the head last night that it was vicious.
Ooh.
It was a crown of, and it happened really quick. It was one of those things, they didn't even throw the flag on the field, and they reviewed it, and it definitely was. I was like, oh, man. And so sometimes I think, obviously, when you've had a concussion, obviously, just the number of the repeat concussion comes much easier, obviously.
Think about how the conversations changed from when we were kids. Oh, you got your bell rung.
Yeah.
You all right? You're hearing stuff in your head? Yeah. you got a headache till Wednesday? Oh, my God, you must have got hit. Now, it's the conversation changed.
One of the group texts I was in last night, which didn't involve anyone here, it was just friends of mine. Like one guy said, he goes, the two is injury. That was a stinger. You got a stinger. That's what it was. Got a stinger. It's kind of neck, head area. It's fine. Oh, absolutely. There was no the next day like that. It's like, yeah, he's still got a really bad headache, and he's just sleeping in the room like that. Well, we still got practice Monday,
yeah.
So
yeah. Make that's sure what it was. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. You got the bell rung. Well, you're seeing stars.
That's exactly what was said when someone came off the field like that. Right. What happened? Got his bell rung.
Got his bell rung. Yeah. He's all right.
And he had like a tin can for a helmet.
Yep.
That's the other thing. Yeah. So Jake, now listen. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm gonna be fine.
Okay.
I don't think
you have Scotland.
Got the baby.
Yeah.
And she had a Dolphins outfit on yesterday.
I know.
I can't do that to her again. I cannot let her have that again for her own sake.
Jake.
I can't raise her a Dolphins fan.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes,
not work.
You can.
Jake.
I was raised a Dolphins fan. Jake,
wait a second. Jake, you're going the wrong way.
Going the wrong direction. Jake, it's time. We're going to have a hard intervention here.
Right.
Yeah.
She can be. You can still be a Dolphins fan. One loss.
I am a Dolphins fan. I don't. She doesn't need to be part of this, though, for her own sake.
What if all of a sudden Jake just comes home and we have an intervention? You, me, Ben are there. David from Rudiger.
Yeah, David's there for sure.
Missing Tooth Craig. It'd be great.
We might have to.
Several people there.
In the circle.
Again.
That big circle.
Come on, guys.
We can't invite. What's going on? Just sit down.
Have a seat, Jake.
Like the movie you showed me the other day.
Barry Monday.
Yeah. What was it?
Yeah.
Barry Monday.
We can't invite Jay Foreman. Jay be like, that's right, Jay.
No, Jay,
Foreman's
you can't
out. Foreman's
there.
Out. Foreman.
We love Jay, but no.
He's out. He'd be the one. That's right, Jay. You lost to the Bills again.
Yeah. No, you can't have Jay there.
As he's eating a tomahawk steak.
Yeah, this tastes pretty good.
We can be there.
Yes. Hey, we got a game tomorrow in Lincoln.
Oh, a game.
We do. We got a game in Lincoln tomorrow. Yes. Nebraska, Northern Iowa. Matt Rhule did speak yesterday.
Now, yeah, it's interesting.
If you recall, about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, Nebraska added a tight end from LSU, Mac Markway.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have an update on Mac Markway from Matt Rhule yesterday here. Here we go.
Yeah, Mac tore his ACL. The third practice he was here, so he's having surgery tomorrow.
Mac Markway will not be playing this year for the
Huskers. All right. He also did. Do you have sound about the long snapping situation?
I do.
Ben says yes.
Please. Now what's happened? I'll prelude it. Let me prelude it. They've opened up the long snapper job. Camden Watucky has had it. He was the first stringer. I mean, all during the offseason. In the first two games, but now the job is opened, and I hope that Rhule.
There's two different long snapping quotes here.
All right, well, let's play them both.
Okay,
that's what's happened. He's opened up the job.
Here's
they had
Rhule.
Three questionable snaps or three snaps that weren't great in the game last
this
week.
Is Rhule on how big of a factor is long snapping. This is from yesterday, Matt Rhule.
I mean, it's a big factor, honestly. Like, I think, you know, you go out there, you know, you go out there and you're trying to hit a golf ball, you know, and you have a bad lie. It's a lot different than hitting it off the turf at Topgolf, right? And so then all of a sudden the anticipation of is this going to be a good lie or not changes things. And I think that's as much as anything. After Tristan missed his kick, I said, you're letting the snaps affect you too much. Because the first field goal, like, he almost had to stop to kick. So we've opened up that competition this week. You know, we have two snappers and we've opened up the competition. You know, we'll have one punt snapper, we'll have one field goal snapper. It could be the same guy, but we've opened up both of them because we have guys who are capable. But right now, whatever it is, the fear, the nervousness of the moment has not let them snap the way they're capable of. So, we've opened up the job.
Okay, that's not ideal. Nebraska hasn't had issues at long snapper for some time. I'm saying 3 years, 3 years minimum. Ortiz was really good at it, right?
Yes, it's been a long time. Like, so they have. It's been a long time.
Jake, okay, pull out of your funk just for a second.
I'm here.
When's the last time you can remember us ever having a discussion about long snaps being a problem? It's been a period
long
of years.
Time?
Yeah, I'm saying minimum of 3 years.
I think way more than that.
Probably. Yeah. I say minimum. So, yeah, minimum of 3 years. Now they've opened up the job. Got to get them. Bill, you're the coach. How often does that happen during the season where you open up that job during the season?
It's rare. It is one of those techniques and positions on a team. Like you said, it's the classic example of like when the game's over, no one talks about you. If you snap, great. Right. Not one word is said like that. Well, coach, you want to start off? I just want to say once again, we're 100% on long snaps and short snaps. Never comes up. No. But once it's bad,
oh God,
then it comes up. Yes. And then it's all over the place. So give an example. When I'd be looking at blocking punts, right, well, the number one thing I'm looking at is operation time, and then I would do a chart. It was just a picture of a person. I'd have X's on it everywhere where the ball was. And if you would show it to the team, and I'd say, just look, there's an X here, X here, X here, all over the place. Right now, it's like we're coming after it. Because once the ball goes here, op time goes down. Right away, op time goes down, and also the launch point of the ball goes down. A lot of times you talk about, hey, where's the launch point going to be? Hey, we're going to hit this ball slightly off to the right off the inside hip of the guard, how are the protections are set. Then all of a sudden, when the ball gets snapped over here, I can't get back to that point. Now it's get the ball off.
Ooh.
So that's what makes the difference. And it's the same thing on the I talked about on the holding. If the ball gets snapped, if it's high, then there's an emergency to get the ball down fast. And it's almost like you're planting the ball in the turf, and that's not natural. Where it should just be a real smooth move. Or if the ball's into the body of the holder, then the kicker can't see the ball until
it's present.
So there's all those different things going on at one time. And in general, at this stage of at Nebraska, any place in the Power Four, obviously NFL is a way different deal, but it's not a ton of development. A lot of times it's like when you come in, you can snap. And there's some little things you can do to be able to tweak it, to build a habit. And so that's why it's such a skill set. When I watch high school football, so the first thing, the number of times I've watched games, I'm like, oh, man, would I be coming after these guys? The ball's just floating back there. Because it's a hard skill to have. To watch someone throw the ball now and catch the ball in high school, which was like, oh, man, we used to run and we throw the ball 8 times a game. Now they throw it 45 times a game. They can do it. Long snapping is always a skill set that's very, very difficult. So, and when you've coached that position, oh man, it is, like I said, it is a terrifying. If you know when you walk out that we're at risk.
Oh, it's of course we're it's scary. Yeah, for the head coach, for everybody. Jake, did he mention the name of the other person who will be competing with Camden, Kentucky? I can't say the name. It's Aiden Flege.
I got it here.
Please.
I don't have the quote.
He's from Lincoln.
Aiden Flege, walk-on from Lincoln Southeast, played at Iowa Western right out of high school, apparently.
So he's
a walk-on.
Yeah, so he'll be competing. Yeah, he's a walk-on. He'll be competing for it. Or, I mean, competition's probably over at this point. They know who's going to do it on Saturday, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, right now they do. Yeah, they would know. I'm sure. I highly doubt they're going out. See you guys at noon. Right. Whip some balls back quick. Right.
So that's something to watch, unfortunately. I feel for the guys because of what Bill said. Now it's a discussion point. All eyes are on it. But I guess that's what
just
Division
One
football. It's not intramurals.
Northern Iowa, a good football team. Everyone feels it should be. I mean, and it should be a very handily easy win. Just play good fundamental football like that. But everyone in the stadium, and we're watching one thing, the long snap.
Yeah. And the kicker.
And the kicker.
They'll be watching the kicker,
too. They'll be watching all those things. But it'll be, like I said,
it's unfortunate.
It's just, and plus, like, there's no doubt about it. We've all been close enough in sports. If someone's on, like, a brutal slump, I'm sure, in MLB, and people walk by in the clubhouse, it's kind of like, hey, what's up?
Maybe lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Hopefully the players do that with Camden, Kentucky. Maybe lighten the mood.
And I don't even know. Like I said,
bring up SNL or something.
I didn't chart him, so I didn't see
Camden.
Yeah, I didn't chart it. I didn't look at it at that. So a couple of them I missed because the game was such sometimes I missed a couple of those plays.
Yeah. I didn't, from my vantage point, I can't necessarily tell if the snap was off. It's hard from the press box to see all of that, to see the pinpoint, the P pin where that maybe the snap was three, I don't know, foot off. Anyway, Watucky was good all off season. It's that's the thing about this. They were confident in him, and they maybe still are. What's he say? What does he have another quote?
I know he has ability.
Yes.
I mean, because I've coached him. He has the ability to have it on. You know, cause if you think about it, there was no concern going into the season.
No, there was none.
It wasn't like, well, what are we going to do?
It cropped up. Yeah.
Here was Matt Rhule on special teams in general. Why is it not translating from practice to the field from yesterday? Matt Rhule yesterday.
I think you guys are making too much of it. Honestly, it's not that it's not translating. There's a lot of great things. There's a couple guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just... I guess it's the beast of being at Nebraska. Like, we have to find something, you know what I mean? Which is good, but like, I have to do a better job probably of not being as candid because like we're running down, we're tackling the kickoff on the 12. You know what I'm saying? We're doing so many good things. You know, we had a kicker who had surgery in the summer, you know, he's just fighting his way back. So I actually am pleased with a lot of things Tristan's doing, but I just got to be careful. I'm saying this cause I want the players to hear it. Just we're on the same page. Nothing. You guys have a job to do, but yeah. I think a lot of things are going okay. Sierra makes an unbelievable tackle. Our punter puts the ball at the 2-yard line. There's just some other things that I just think we have to play through, honestly. But it's not, I don't believe it's that. I don't believe it's like, hey, it's not translating. I just believe it's like we're playing other good teams or, you know, like Colorado's as skilled a team as we'll play this year, I believe. And some guys are just not making the plays. And what we're doing is just trying to coach off the game tape. Whereas last year I was like, hey, it's okay, guys, come on. This year I'm like, I'm letting them have it because I'm trying to move us to championship football. And so, we just have to learn from the games, if that makes sense.
It is. He said something smart. It is the beast that is Nebraska football. Yeah, we're right now fixating on the long snapper and perimeter blocking. They're 2-0 for the first time since 2016.
Right.
But that's what we've done this week, and that's what skittish fan base a little bit. And it is the beast that is Nebraska football. I can't believe now, Bill, you've been around a lot. Jake, you're smart and you pay attention. I can't believe there's many markets where it would be such a discussion. The long snapping and the perimeter blocking.
Only if the snaps like over the guy's head continually or like
something like that.
Grounded to him, maybe.
But yeah, it's been quite a discussion. Perimeter blocking is, I mean,
it's like the story of the week in Nebraska. Satterfield had four quotes on perimeter blocking on Tuesday. Four.
And then what happens is because I did it myself. I put it in a headline, and that's what we do here. Oh, he's talking about something deficient. We better write this. And then it becomes more of a thing. I just hope the players don't. I hope the players don't pay that close attention. I don't know. It just gets to be mental. This long snapping thing is like free throw shooting, right? Kind of. It's just kind of mental, right?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. I can agree with that. Yeah. It is. It can. You know that. When they get down to the snaps and the short snaps, like I said, when I went out and spent time with Sam out with the Ravens,
Sam Cook.
They would, you know, they had a computer chip in the ball, and so they could tell the rotation of it. And if you watch the NFL, the laces hit the hands perfect. They don't catch a ball where the laces aren't exactly where the holder is supposed to be. That's why you just don't see blocks in the. I mean, the operation time is so good. I mean. There was how many kicks made over 50 some yards?
I think there's 21 kicks.
21 is what Jake said.
As soon as you're kicking the ball at that distance, you'll see a lot of blocks because the ball they have to drive it a little bit more. So like that, so you'll see a lot of blocks at that time.
Three iron.
And so
21
to see that happen. It's just it's a different skill, and it is. It like I said, it's really hard. And then you have to get over that point. You know where Coach Rhule mentioned it. Like I used to say to him, it's like, snap's a little inside, make the kick. But then also you'd be like you'd also address it with the snap right away too. Because if you give him this one like that, well, it was 2 inches off, and the kicker's given one of these. Because you can also show a lot of kicks on film where the snap wasn't good, and the guy made the kick.
Hammers it,
and he still hammers a kick. So you want to be able to handle it in that type of fashion.
Here's the good news. So we'll zoom out. The good news is Nebraska, Jake, I'm going to say is a 30.5 point favorite.
You're right,
something like that. You don't have to. You can get this stuff. The good news is. You probably will be able to iron out this stuff without much stress, as opposed to, we play Wisconsin this week, and the line is 2.5, and it's probably going to go down to the wire with our snapper in a pickle. So that's the good news. This shouldn't, like Bill said, this shouldn't be much of a game. Northern Iowa is going to try to run it right at Nebraska, which I think this defense is built. This particular defense in terms of personnel is built for that type of thing. Big front three linebackers that are downhill guys, Bullock, MJ Sherman.
They'll play slow ball, which means they're probably going to huddle, take their time, but it's a great game to play. I will say this, though. I said this isn't for a shot at Nebraska. This is on everybody. I do not believe you should ever be playing an FCS team.
They have
20-some left scholarships.
Right.
And the fans deserve better. And that's everybody.
Right.
I don't think anyone. There's games that's across the country where they play them. And I'm just like, I don't think that should be part of it. I think they should everyone. But if everyone else is doing it, I would do it. I would want to do it. I think it should be across the board. It's like, guys, we have, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You get six to seven home games, whatever, mm-hmm. and one of them's gonna we gotta give them the money.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You're not in charge of Northern Iowa.
No.
You're not in charge of any of these FCS programs. Some teams went out and got beat 80-0.
Before I get to break, quick plug: Early Bird. Just do it. Breakfast, brunch, lunch. Do it today. We're always late, as always, for break. But when we come back, FSP is an early break on a ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.